Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome back, or good afternoon if you live in the Eastern time zone. Welcome back to Today's Issues, the name of this program on the American Family Radio Network. We are live video streaming our show at Facebook, and we haven't given any of your data away to anybody. Have we, Walker?
We have not.
I don't even, if we even have it.
We don't have it.
So we can't give it away if we don't have it, so you can trust us.
That's right.
Right, it's just that you can't trust anybody else. Only, but anyway, I'm talking about the, you know, all the news stories about Facebook selling data to outside, selling or giving away or not having it protected. I'm not sure what all the issues are.
Yeah, Facebook is in control of a lot of data. So I just,
right,
just as you mentioned earlier, if you're using Facebook,
just assume everybody knows everything.
Anywhere where it's a public platform and you put all your data in there,
yeah,
expect that to be seen by others.
Right. And Ray Pritchard's with us from Dallas. Good afternoon or good morning again, Ray.
Currently watching you guys on what else? Facebook.
Right? Are you watching us on Facebook?
I am.
We're waving now. So can you see us waving?
That camera?
And we got it. We got Walker's got us on YouTube too.
That's right.
Walker knows those people over YouTube. And got us on YouTube, you're live streaming the show there on YouTube for Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Steve Jordahl, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
What you got for us, Steve?
Well, a lot of stuff happening this morning. John Dowd, President Trump's lead lawyer in the defense of the Mueller investigation, has resigned this
really?
Morning.
Really? Why?
He quit. Well, it appears that his advice wasn't being taken. He had been advising the president to cooperate with the Mueller investigation. As President Trump in recent days has taken to Twitter to criticize that investigation and Mr. Mueller. He has said that it would be a bad idea for President Trump to sit down with Mr. Mueller, but the president has continues apparently in private to say he wants to sit down to clear his name. So because of the president's not following Dowd's advice, Dowd quit this morning.
Okay, I thought Jay Sekulow was his attorney.
Well, now, he's got a team of attorneys.
Yeah.
Right.
And Jay is among them, and I have a call in. I haven't heard back from sources that would tell me if Jay might be taking over in the New York Times.
So who is President Trump's number one attorney?
Well, it was John Dowd.
That's the one that quit this morning.
The one that quit this morning. So according to the New York Times, and I'm reading here, it's not clear who will run the team in his place. Mr. Trump's other personal lawyer for the investigation, Jay Sekulow, is liked by the president and recently brought on one of his longtime friends, Joseph DeGenova, to join the team.
DeGenova.
Sorry.
He's on Sandy's show sometimes.
Yeah. So it could be Mr. Sekulow that takes over the lead.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Well, he's a tough guy.
If I can speculate here, and this is pure speculation, but President Trump might be gearing up to fire Mr. Mueller because he's been tweeting a lot on the subject, which his attorneys, some of them advise him not to tweet on the subject of the special counsel. But Joe DeGenova, who has been on our network before, he is very critical of the special counsel and the Department of Justice and some of the corruption we've seen there. So
how long has Robert Mueller's investigation been going on now?
A year and 3 months since the very first moments of the Trump administration.
Is it a year and 3 months since
I don't have the exact date. I think
it's been over a year.
Yeah. It was quickly after it didn't take
more
than a week to get that thing going.
I'd give him till
maybe more.
I'd give him till July 1, then I'd fire him.
Well, if I'm
the president, I'd give him to July 1, then I'd tell him right now, you got to July 1 to make a case. Otherwise, I'm shutting this thing down.
You're taking a huge political risk
if
you do that.
No, you're not.
They're going to hate him either way.
I'm not putting you.
No, Steve, I don't take that way.
Tell me the political risk.
Well, you're coming up to an election, and you've already got the Democrats and the left very energized, according to the polls. And so that might be all that it takes to get several members of the Democrats to start seriously, not just talking, but seriously moving on impeachment.
Well, you know, I just say I don't think that the Democrats are going to be able to take over the House of Representatives, and I think the Republicans are probably going to increase their lead in the Senate by 2 or 3 or 4. I think that if President Trump said, maybe he didn't want to make the announcement, but I would say in my mind that you got 4 more months here, and I'm shutting this thing down because. For all the people that would be bothered by that, President Trump's base would cheer him for that. They would be energized by that because that's a part of the resistance. And Robert Mueller, in all fairness, would have had plenty of time to produce something.
And Ray, you can agree with this or not, but what you just said I think was different to my ear than firing him. Saying you have a limit on, and I want this wrapped up by such and such a date, to my ear sounds different than Mr. Mueller, you're fired. Is that different to you, Ray?
Well, it does play completely different. First of all, he's not going to win with the mainstream press, right?
Right.
So no matter what he does.
It can't be hated anymore.
It's not possible, right? Yeah.
Right.
So I kind of like the idea, Steve, what you're saying. It does play a little bit different to say, okay, I'm going to give you a time limit, 3 months, 4 months, whatever, and when that's up, if
closing,
you're not finished.
Closing it down.
We're closing it down. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good angle, and I think that would be viewed as reasonable amongst the eyes of most people. But here's my concern, and I guess if I were his attorney for a day, here's what I would recommend. Either you need to let him finish it out on his timing, or you need to fire him abruptly. Here's why I say that. If you announce that you are going to give him a time limit, the swamp will fight back so hard. They'll pass laws and regulations preventing the president from either firing Mueller. I mean, they will swarm President Trump like you've never seen before. The Democrats
more than they are now?
Yes, the Republicans would fight against President Trump.
Only the establishment Republicans.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them there.
Yeah, go ahead. And so here's what
we fire them.
Here's the thing. as Ray mentioned,
well, November's coming.
As Ray mentioned, President Trump is the worst thing to walk this earth, according to liberals. No matter what he does, it does not matter what President Trump does. He could not do anything, not tweet. He could just sit in the Oval Office and watch Fox News all day long.
And they would
say, you are the worst president to ever walk this earth. So that's why I get to your point, Dad, is that either way, he's the worst thing to walk this earth. So why not fire the guy?
Right.
Either way, they're going to hate
your
guts,
so why not fire him? I would have fired him today. But I'm just saying, if you want to announce it, if you think it would play better in the public's arena, to say, you know, at the end of July 1, we're terminating this office, but you're right. I mean, the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains and the Republican establishment, you know, they would probably be against that. But I'm just saying, I just don't see what the president has to lose there.
Well, Tim, I think you might be onto something by saying this. John Dowd resigning might be a sign that something's coming down the pike, as they say.
Also, you know, the president, he goes with his gut and his instincts and his he does use thinking, too. He does think about things, I would say, that on how things on what he wants to do. I'm not saying everything is a impulsive reaction, but he's the kind of guy that wouldn't necessarily follow the advice of his lawyer. If he doesn't feel like it's the right thing to do, he'll listen to the advice.
He's not following any advice he doesn't follow,
I've got a friend who's in crisis management and publicity, and he calls President Trump a PR savant. He's not a Trump fan, and not that that's the same thing as a genius. this guy operates outside the rules of anybody. You couldn't script. If you were to write down what he has done to first be elected and second to function as president of the United States as a map for someone else to follow, they would go down in flames every time. Yeah. But for some reason, for Mr. Trump, everything he does seems to so far be working to his advantage. He got elected. His numbers are rising. He's getting some legislative victories. It seems to be working for him for whatever reason.
Next story, Steve Jordahl.
Well, we are finding out, ABC is reporting, that Andrew McCabe, before he was fired for a year, had the Attorney General of the United States under a federal investigation. Jeff Sessions.
His boss. How does that happen? Yeah.
How's
that even possible?
Sessions apparently didn't even know about it.
Hmm.
Wow. Democrat lawmakers have repeatedly accused Mr. Sessions, as you guys know, of misleading them in testimony and about his meetings with Russians and such. But according to ABC, Sessions was not aware of an investigation when he decided to fire McCabe last year. Last week. They were looking into, and it you can chalk it up to the swamp or the deep state fighting back, or you can chalk it up to Mr. Sessions not being truthful about something, whichever side of that political thing you're on. But they had the Attorney General of the United States under a federal investigation. I've never heard of something like that before.
By the guy, orchestrated by the guy down the hall.
That is baffling.
That is unbelievable.
And it further justifies why McCabe, the minimum that is done to him is being fired.
Right.
That is very disturbing. No. I think it's legal because anyone can be investigated no matter how powerful you are. But that's the fact that like you said, Dad, the fella two doors down the hall under you has ordered agents, FBI agents, to investigate you is disturbing.
No wonder Jeff Sessions fired him 2 days before he was going to get his pension.
Well, apparently he didn't know about the investigation, but I bet he'd have fired him 3 days before if he had known.
Yeah.
Well, how is it he didn't even know? I mean, what?
Now that's worrisome in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's compartmentalized. I mean, he did recuse himself from the Russia investigation, which means anything that goes on with the Russia investigation, he was not to be briefed on. He was not to be told it was to happen absent him. And therefore, there is now a mechanism of investigation that goes on basically without his knowledge or behind his back.
Ray and Dad, here's what I'd like to find out, and maybe we will in the coming days, is who else knew about the investigation? Did Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, Jeff Sessions' right-hand man, know about his boss being investigated?
Well, somebody had to know, right, Walker? I mean, somebody.
Well, the FBI agents who were carrying out the investigation definitely knew.
Right.
But as far as who else outside of that circle.
Could this have been Strzok and Page's insurance plan?
Who knows? Who knows? What could have been?
Oh, man.
Well, this is underhanded. Maybe illegal, but boy, it's dirty baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
All right.
Yeah, we are just finding out thing after thing. Well, and you guys, have you heard about the, I don't know what you can, if you can call it, congratulate? Like, you put a gate on the end of every
year. Yeah.
This is President Trump congratulating Russian Premier Vladimir Putin, President Vladimir Putin, on being reelected. I put that in scare quotes, reelected, because it didn't look like it was a valid election. Now, his staff had told him, don't congratulate him, call him, but don't congratulate him. But Mr. Trump went ahead and congratulated him. The thing about this is that we know about this because somebody fairly close to the president leaked this out. So we've got not only what some people might consider improper contact with Russian Premier Vladimir Putin. Now you have something. We're resurrecting the leak scandal, the sieve that is the White House.
Well, hey, didn't President Obama do the same thing in terms of
That's not normal.
President Obama did do the same thing.
Normal.
Now, what the opposition will say, and I'm just giving the both sides here, I'm not taking a side in this, but what the other side will say was President Obama did that before, it wasn't in the middle of Russia messing with our elections and poisoning a Russian national on British soil. Those things they say should have separated President Trump from Putin.
Well, why did Hillary Clinton, then Secretary of State, hit the reset button with the Russians? We've always had our differences with the Russians. The Russians are going to do what they always do from now to the end of the world. And KGB, the former KGB, is not in existence, at least in name, any longer. But they, you know, Putin's a dictator. I mean, he gets elected, but it's right. It's basically a dictatorship, like it was under the old Soviet Union.
Right, right. He eked out another victory.
You know, I wouldn't have. So, you know, if President Trump wants to call him, I probably wouldn't have. But if he wants to call him and congratulate him for and
so,
laugh,
so the president
says,
said,
on your close won victory.
right. No need to recount on that one.
That would be President Trump. He'd probably call and say, "Boy, that was a close one there you had, Vlad." But anyway,
sure.
They are, you know, so I don't think this is a big deal. But
well, no, it isn't, except it's interesting to watch the media and Democrats pile on this kind of a thing. And it is a little concerning that something this close to the president can leak something like this.
Oh, the leaking part of the story?
The leaking part
of the
story is
part.
That's a federal offense.
I almost feel like you know, the White House is like the game of Clue. You remember that game?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the who did it?
In the
butler in the library with the
candlestick. Yeah.
The butler in the library with the candlestick, right?
Yes. That's what it sounded like when we were talking about the White House. Who leaked? Well, we got the butler in the white, you know, with the wrench or whatever. All right. So that's who committed. You're familiar with Clue, Walker?
The board game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know if that was just baby boomers or people your
age.
Oh,
no, I remember.
You've been familiar with that Clue. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Appreciate you joining us each and every day. And we've got another story. We're just moving along here.
Well, we are.
What you got? You're digging down that pile of stuff.
I'm just looking through. I got stuff we could go for weeks. Charlotte Pence continues to take the high road and the high ground when it comes to this bunny book. Now, just for the backstory, we talked about this later a couple days ago. And those of you who get the AFA Journal will know about the book that Charlotte Pence, which is Vice President Mike Pence's daughter, wrote about a bunny they have called Marlon Bundo. And
real bunny?
A real bunny, a real rabbit. And the book was illustrated by Mike Pence's wife.
Okay.
And it was about a day in the life of the vice president. And
through the eyes of a bunny.
Through the eyes of a bunny. It was a kid's book.
Sure.
To teach them about the office of the vice president. Just
so what happened
and, now? And the proceeds were going to go to certain charities. Well, they were going on a book tour, and one of the places that they were going to stop on this book tour was Focus on the Family. The Pences are supporters of Focus on the Family. And that was enough to send the left into apoplexy. And John Oliver, who's a late-night host who has a show on HBO, was so upset that in a profanity-laced tirade, he told people that he had written another book called A Day in the Life of Marlon Bundo, the same name as the bunny, but his bunny was gay. He thought that that would give a rise out of the Pences and just really, you know, show them that, because Mr. Pence is, you know, he believes in traditional marriage, which really upsets a lot of people if you believe that way. So anyway, Charlotte at the time tweeted out that she didn't mind, and now we find out that Charlotte has actually gone out and bought a copy of John Oliver's book. His book is giving to a couple of charities that help people with AIDS and help kids that are gay kids that are more prone to suicide. And so she says, "I bought the book, and he's giving proceeds to the book to charity, And we're also giving proceeds of our book to charity, so I think we can all really get behind it. And John's book, Oliver's book, the parody book, is at the top of the New York Times bestseller list now. It's just gone viral. But the Pence's taking the high road, as you might expect.
You know, I'd say game, set, and match to Charlotte, right? She wins this. Maybe Oliver's book is going to sell real well. But this, to me, is a textbook case, folks, on how you ought to respond with a smile on your face, and if you can, with a little bit of good humor. She just, from a PR point of view, she is handling this exactly right, and she's making John Oliver look like what he is, a left-wing bigot.
Mm-hmm. He's got a gay rabbit? Is that what you said?
Well, that's what John Oliver says, the rabbit's gay, but the rabbit's only gay because John Oliver thinks that that would really make Pence mad.
Has there ever been a gay rabbit?
I don't know. That'd be the end of the rabbit line, wouldn't it? I don't think so. I don't think,
you don't think so, Steve?
Well, homosexuality, as we deal with it here, is a moral issue. Yeah. And there's no moral issues with animals. I don't think animals have a moral code. They just, God made
them
the
nature.
Way they are. They do.
Which and, male, female.
That's do we need to have a, what would it be, a biologist?
See if there's a gay rabbit?
We may need to have a biologist on.
I'm just going to assign myself as the resident biologist and say there are no gay rabbits.
Okay.
All right.
But we'll take
if you want to research that one, Walker, you go right ahead.
We'll
it's
take
closed.
It.
What else you got, Steve?
All right. Yeah, this is from the Dumb and Dumber Files.
Don't know much about history.
Charlotte McDowell and April Wright. I'm sorry, Christopher McDowell and April Wright accidentally turned themselves in for shoplifting. When under the influence of alcohol, they wandered into a police station by mistake. They were shoplifting in a Kohl's department store, and they had been drinking too much. And according to police, they attempted to make a fraudulent return to the department store. It was denied, so they took the merchandise on display, left the store without paying for it. There's an arrest warrant, but they reportedly were drunk and walked into the Delaware State Police headquarters to ask for a ride home with the stolen merchandise.
Wow.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, it's so.
Don't, I guess the moral is don't drink and shoplift.
Don't. Well, maybe the maybe it should be don't drink.
Right. We can just stop right there.
Yes.
You know?
I don't know if we can do this before the music starts, but I have some walk-in music that I'd like to, I'm going to be going over, and I'm going to be ditching our resident dive-bombing mockingbird. This is my walk-in music
right
here.
All right. Ray, who is that? You would know.
I don't know.
I know that that movie. I mean, not that song was in the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that is Carly Simon and James Taylor.
All right,
that's good.
There we go.
Good.
Dodging the Mockingbird outside of AFA headquarters.
Yep. I got to do it.
All right, Ray. Thank you for being on with us today.
Hey, thanks, Walker.
You'll be on next week.
Yes.
Great. All right, we'll talk to you then. Thanks, Steve.
You bet, Walker. Thank you.
All right, folks. Tim had to step out at the last minute. My dad. So I'm closing the show. Thank you all for tuning in. And we will see you tomorrow for Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.